What do you do when the conversation lags? Our friend Richard Glover of the ABC in Sydney, Australia, might know. This week, he and sports author and journalist Peter Fitzsimons set a new Guinness World Record for longest radio or TV interview, 24 hours, with only an occasional loo break.
This morning we've had fantastic tweets and emails from people who started listening, for instance, in one man's case, to the broadcast in Australia yesterday morning, flew to New Zealand,
and I'm
listening to the same interview in a different country nearly 24 hours
and later. I hate to complain, Richard, but you barely let me get a word in edgeways.
Our friend Richard Glover joins us from his studios in Sydney. Richard, do you have any laryngitis?
Oh, to hear us talk, we sound so tired, don't we?
Little bit. A strange question under the circumstances. Do you two know each other better after this marathon interview?
I think we do, actually. We had a good to-do about religion at about 3 a.m., mm-hmm. a nice discussion about whether Australia should be a republic and sever its links with Britain around 4 a.m. That was pretty good. Should the Australian flag have the British flag in the corner? Well, that created a 20 minutes of disputation at around 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And every interview ends with that sort of glib phrase, "I'm terribly sorry, we're right out of time." So I wondered what would happen if that was impossible, you know, that you could never say that.
You're brilliant. Did you make a point of not preparing questions, if you catch my drift?
I think a proper interview involves listening as well as talking, and questions should grow from answers. So I think you can over-prepare.
Yeah.
I think the other question is, who is the American that can take us on? And I've been running through the people who I've had on my Sydney radio show, the Americans I've had over the years on my Australian show.
I've been on your radio show.
Well, that's right. Look, and I think, you know, you're an okay talker, but Alan Dershowitz...
Oh,
now, there's
Alan.
A man who he came into the studio. "Good morning, sir," I said. Half an hour later, we were still there. Now, I think, you know, he could be your man.
Mm.
That Garrison Keillor, now, he's a good talker.
He's a wonderful talker.
You know, Noam Chomsky we had on a few months ago. Now, he's not a flashy talker, but he is steady. He'd be like a pony, a stayer, you know, in the Melbourne Cup. Not necessarily a sprint. But a good even pace for the first 13, 14 hours. You know, if you just said to him, "Noam, what's wrong with American foreign policy?"
Yeah.
You could then go out, have a hamburger break and come back and he'd still be going.
Yeah, no, exactly. Richard?
Yes?
I'm afraid we're out of time.
Somehow, when this interview started, I knew that's the way it would end.
Our friend Richard Glover of the ABC in Sydney. Richard, get some rest, okay?
Thank you.
This is NPR News.